Lauren Pitcher is Director of Communications for the EPA's Energy Star Commercial Buildings and Industrial Plants Program. And underway now, the 2013 Energy Star National Building Competition, Battle of the Buildings. Lauren, what is this competition?
Well, the EPA's Energy Star National Building Competition is a nationwide competition among commercial buildings to see which one can reduce its energy use the most over the course of the year. You see, saving energy in buildings can be a challenge for one reason. While we've all been trained to make energy smart choices at home, we turn off the lights when we leave a room, we shut our computers down at night, we use programmable thermostats to save energy when we're away from home. For many of us, those behaviors go out the window the second we leave the house. And the numbers back that up. The buildings where we work, play, and learn use a ton of energy. In fact, almost 20% of the energy in the U.S., and they're responsible for nearly 20% of our country's greenhouse gas emissions. But here's a staggering statistic. Nearly a third of that energy goes to waste. So the challenge is, how can you get people to make those same good decisions once they leave their home? And that's why we launched the National Building Competition back in 2010, modeled after popular weight loss competitions. And the idea behind the weight loss analogy was that it was something that everyone could understand. And it's been great. Every year what we hear from the building managers is that this was the first time that they were able to get other people in the building, so the office workers, management, hotel guests, teachers, students, to actually care about saving energy and to start adopting energy-saving behaviors.
Now, this has grown, you said, in 2010 is when you started, and you had 14 buildings that year, and we talked about that on this program, and you've now got 3,200 buildings participating. Why do you think it's exploded the way that it has, Lauren?
Yeah, that's right. The field has definitely grown. You're right, that first year we only had 14 buildings. The following year we saw 250, and then the past 2 years we've had more than 3,000, which is great. The growth, I think, shows how effective this competition model is at motivating behavior, as I was saying earlier. You know, that first year we saw nurses and staff at the Cleveland Clinic signing pledges to start taking the stairs instead of taking the elevators. And we saw college students at NC State University making a ridiculous number of YouTube videos about how to save energy in the dorms. There were stories in the Wall Street Journal on Good Morning America. And so we were getting tons of phone calls from building managers saying, how can we get in on this? And so I think there's been a realization that this is a really effective way to shine a spotlight on this very important issue.
Another thing I thought was really neat about this, Lauren, is the kinds of buildings that are participating. My notes here say the Hard Rock Hotel in Orlando, 100 Park Avenue, the famous building in New York City, Busch Stadium, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals, all these different kinds of things. And yet you've got a metric in place that no matter who's competing against who, you can see how they're going to shape up against each other.
That's exactly right. And you know, every year we've always had really great diversity, which is really fun. It shows that no matter what kind of building you're in, whether you're in Busch Stadium or a huge skyscraper in Manhattan or a little tiny elementary school in the middle of the country, no matter who you are and what challenges you're facing, everyone can play a part in saving energy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. But the great thing is that we do have a metric, which is called energy use intensity. And what that does is it normalizes energy use across all types of buildings. And this is a standard metric. It quantifies how much raw fuel a building uses relative to its size. And we normalize it for weather. And so it's a nice way to sort of even out the playing field, and you can compare all these different diverse buildings to one another and have them compete in this really fun way.
All right. EPA.gov says competitors measure and track their building's monthly energy consumption using Portfolio Manager, EPA's Energy Star online energy measurement tracking tool. And you've talked a little bit about this energy use intensity statistic. Tell me the landmarks, the timeline landmarks that we'll see so that we can watch how the buildings are doing and figure out who the winner is at the end.
Sure. Well, we just launched a couple weeks ago, and so the competition is on. In December, we're going to be doing a midpoint weigh-in, and that's when we'll post all of the midpoint statistics, and we'll see how the competitors are doing at the midpoint of the competition, and you can start to pick your favorites and start to place bets. And then in April, we're going to announce the winner. And so at that time, we're going to announce the building that has reduced its energy use the most on a percentage basis. And we'll also announce any building that reduced its energy use by more than 20%, which is a very impressive accomplishment.
Now, you're not actually making book on this, right, Lauren? When you talk about placing bets, it is, they're friendly wagers for peanuts, right?
Friendly wagers for peanuts, of course.
Now, we're going to link to energystar.gov/battle of the buildings so that you can so folks can follow this pretty easily. Lauren Pitcher is my guest, Director of Communications for the Energy Star Commercial Buildings and Industrial Plants Program at EPA. What have you learned over the years that you've done this that have led to changes or improvements or refinements or whatever that you've made in this competition?
You know, not too much, actually. The first year that we held this competition, the idea was really to try to make this into something that was fun. Energy efficiency has never been something that was particularly thought of as something fun or exciting, and so we implemented a lot of neat elements to the competition. We had a live Twitter feed, and we got all the competitors to start tweeting what they were doing to save energy, and there was a lot of trash talking back and forth between the competitors. Over the years, we've added a Flickr group so that competitors can upload photos of what they're doing in their buildings to save energy. Maybe they're changing out lighting. Maybe they're tuning up equipment. Maybe they're putting up signage to try to educate tenants or occupants on energy-saving behaviors. And so now there's a lot more of that. And so there's a lot more sharing. There's a lot more knowledge sharing among the competitors, which has been great, and they've all been able to learn from each other. And what they've learned and what we've learned is that although you have all these different buildings, you think that they all have these unique challenges, but at the end of the day, they're really all facing the same thing, and they have a lot to learn from each other.
And so what do you take away from this competition to turn into some kind of policy decision, or how does this influence the way that you do business and run the Energy Star program overall at EPA?
Well, really, we're staying with the same program that has been working for the past 20 years. Energy Star just celebrated its 20-year anniversary. And really, the idea behind Energy Star is that everyone has a part to play in saving energy. And when it comes to buildings, whether you're the building manager, whether you're the president of the company, whether you're someone who sits in a cubicle all day, everybody has a role to play in saving energy. And so this idea that energy efficiency is something that belongs in the boiler room has become an outdated notion, and our program really reflects that. And so our program really focuses on not only focusing on the changes that you can make to the equipment, the maintenance, the operations of a building, but also the behavior. How are you engaging your tenants? How are you educating your employees? How are you teaching them that being in a building, the buildings where we work, play, and learn, is the same as being at home?
All right. Lauren, we'll look forward to the midpoint check-in in December and the winner in April 2014. What's the winner get?
Bragging rights. And you know, frankly, this is our fourth year, as I've said, hosting this national building competition, and that the feedback we've heard from past winners and from all competitors is that the competition itself has enormous value, simply because it was the first time that these organizations were able to get everyone in the building to think about energy use, caring about energy use, and modifying their behaviors. And those behaviors that they adopted during the competition period, they last. They don't just suddenly stop turning the lights off when they leave a room. They build those habits. And so as corny as it sounds, in this competition, everyone comes out a winner.